AM820.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home. So you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Hello everyone, Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
And welcome back to Mansfield. Arlen Field at halftime of the D3 state semifinal between DeSales and Hoban and the Stallions on top. 14-3 at the break. It's time now for the highlighter brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. I'm joined here at halftime by Dan Garrick, the principal at St. Francis DeSales. And Dr. Dan, how are you, sir?
Doing very well, Randy. Thanks again for having us and covering the game tonight and also a great win for Bishop Hartley last night as well. So that's a nice way to sort of come out of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, can you feel like a proud papa with another school in the CCL making it to the state championship game?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a tremendous amount of respect. When we played them earlier in the year, we knew the caliber of team that they had. Clearly defending state champions, and Coach Birchfield just does a wonderful job over there, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Mike Winters, their principal, and their whole organization. So anytime that happens, it's good for the diocese, it's good for the Central Catholic League, for sure.
Did you and Mike go head-to-head when it came to coaching and basketball?
We had a few matchups over the years, yeah, and Mike was really an outstanding basketball coach, and now he has two of his boys are following in his stead, coaching at the collegiate level, and I'm sure he's very proud of them.
Well, let's talk about what's going on right now. If you look at the church or the school calendar, Advent is just around the corner. What does that mean to St. Francis DeSales High School in particular?
Well, it's a great opportunity. You know, as we just had the opportunity, all of us, to give thanks for the many blessings that we have. I really stress to the students and to our faculty that really Thanksgiving puts us in the proper frame of mind for the Advent season. And it goes really, quite frankly, very, very well with our virtue focus this year, which is piety and charity. So I think that's a nice thing as well. But Advent is certainly an opportunity of waiting and preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ.
Talking with Dan Garrick, the principal at St. Francis DeSales. And we touched on the past about the prowess of the fall sports. Would you like to talk a little bit more about fall and winter sports as well?
Sure. It really was a tremendous fall for the Stallions in a number of different areas. Our football team, of course, anytime you're playing this late, they were really excited on Thanksgiving to have practice. That means that you're having a special type of year. But in addition to that, our boys soccer team certainly represented us very well again, getting to the state semifinal, and ultimately losing a very tough match against Karen Alter, who ended up winning the state championship. Our girls soccer program did a great job as well, advancing far into the tournament with getting into district play. And then, in addition to that, our volleyball team won a district crown at the Division I level. So, certainly very proud of everything that the kids do. You know, and now getting ready, it's hard to believe that we're in basketball season. And pending tonight's outcome, Randy, determines when our boys are going to actually open. Right now, I know one game has been moved. I believe the league opener against St. Charles has been moved, but I don't think they've settled on a date for that yet. Should they win tonight, our football team, we were supposed to have two games this coming weekend, and both of those would be moved as well. So, but Coach Bills is pending the outcome on that. And then our girls basketball team, Brian Cromwell, our offensive coordinator,
right,
is pulling double duty right now because he's the head girls basketball coach. So in any event, they open this week against Westerville North, I believe.
How many guys on the football team do you think would make up part of the basketball roster? Are you missing a couple of guys?
Definitely. Ty Van Fossen plays, Brian Asamoah, Ryan Peaks. Ryan's our starting point guard.
For 4 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so clearly right now they're scrimmaging and they're playing, but they have a lot of younger kids playing up right now. They had a foundation game the other evening against Jonathan Alter and did very well in spite of having a very limited lineup. So actually, in some respects, I remember for many years going through that. And so talking to Joe about how Joe Bills, how to deal with that kind of dynamic. But I always felt that it was actually not a bad thing from this standpoint. It really gave you an opportunity to get some younger kids some action early, get them more comfortable with more repetitions, and then ultimately I think it does help you.
I think you can build on that euphoria from the football campaign too and maybe get more athletic participation, not only from the student athletes but from the fans too. Build that base up a little bit more, because I'm not talking about just the prowess of the athletes too, but making sure the fans are involved. So I think it can be a win-win. And as a basketball coach, I know that's something you were concerned about all the time, making sure you had more fans in the stands.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. And that success breeds success and a level of enthusiasm, and it's certainly a wonderful thing for the morale of the school when teams are doing well. And then, you know, as we sit here and watch, look out on the field and we see our band, they continue to represent us in a very fine fashion. I'm really proud of them. You know, with the pride of the Stallions, for sure.
Mr. Steller has done it all.
Yes, he has.
When it comes to the Stallions. Finally, I want to ask you a different question as the last question. What's one thing about St. Francis de Sales that most people don't know? Is there something that is kind of a nugget or a treasure that a lot of people don't even know about St. Francis de Sales or haven't had a chance to taste or experience?
You know, that's an outstanding question, Randy. I think there are so many things. One of the things that we used to talk about is you know, making sure that we're not the best kept secret. We want to make sure that what we do, we are pretty proud of. I would say probably in the area of, for example, academics, I think our technology is tremendous. The amount of technology that's incorporated in terms of our instructional practices, it's really been transformative in a very, very positive way.
Dan, if people want more information about St. Francis de Sales, how can they find out more about the school?
They can go to our website, sfdstallions.org, or at any time, feel free to call the school office and ask for our director of enrollment, Julie Barber, and that number is 614-267-7808.
Dan, it's the last time we'll get a chance to talk to you this season. Thank you for all the great work you do every single day at St. Francis de Sales, and we look forward to talking to you for many years to come.
Absolutely. Randy, I am I'm very proud of the association that our school has with St. Gabriel Radio, and I personally consider both you and Larry to be good friends, and I love listening to you when we're not involved, and continue the great job. Thank you.
Thank you, and you should still be coaching, too.
Well, I actually am. I coach the little eighth graders over at St. Matthias. They're not so little. They're looking eye to eye with me now.
Well, good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
Dan Garrick has been our guest here at halftime. The Sales leading Hoban 14-3 in the D3 state semifinal. We'll take a break on the other side. Ryan Baker will have scores and information on the other games in the OHSAA state football playoffs tonight. It's state semifinal time. It can't get more exciting than this. 14-3 to Sales on top. We'll pause and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
Fourteen to three is our score at the half of our second of two CCL football games of the week in this state semifinal weekend here in the Ohio High School football playoffs. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820, and DeSales' undefeated season continues on so far as they have a 14-3 lead over Akron Hoban here at the half of this game being played up at Arlen Field in Mansfield. Let's go ahead and whip around the state here as Divisions 3, 5, and 7 are in action this evening in state semifinals, and then we'll go over the action that happened last night in the state. The other team in the area that's playing tonight is in Division 7. That is Harvest Prep, and it is not looking good for the Warriors. At the half, they trail JFK 34-0. This has been all Eagles so far. It started off on their first drive of the game. They had a 72-yard quarterback run for a touchdown, and they have never looked back. Harvest Prep with a couple fumbles in this game, a couple turnovers, and JFK capitalizing on that with a 34-0 halftime lead. In the other Division 3 matchup here tonight, Toledo Central Catholic has been right there with the Sales all season long in the rankings as one of the top two teams in Division 3, but tonight they have run into a Trotwood Madison team that is hot. The Rams lead the Irish 22-0. Toledo Central Catholic in this game has yet to convert a first down, and they have 0 yards of total offense so far. So the Rams, Coach Wolf mentioned it in the broadcast, a very experienced team. They've been to state title games. They've been to state semifinal games before. And Trotwood Madison, obviously not, this moment is not too big for them as they have this 22-0 lead tonight over Toledo Central Catholic. In Division 5, Canton Central Catholic has a 10-7 lead over Edison. And Coldwater, of course, we know their track record and their history of state titles. They have a 21-7 lead over Coshocton. In the other Division 7 game tonight, Another one from that MAC conference that Coldwater hails from, Minster. They have a 21-9 lead over McComb. That lead was 21-0, but McComb scored a touchdown and gotten a field goal to get us to that 21-9 score. Of course, Hartley is going back to the Shoe for the second straight season. They will look to defend their Division IV state championship in a game you heard right here on AM 820 last night. The Hawks doubling up Kettering Alter, hanging on for a 14-7 win, setting up a rematch of last season's Division IV state title game as they will take on Steubenville this Friday afternoon. Steubenville knocking off Perry last night, 51-27, so it'll be the Hawks in the Big Red next Friday afternoon, this coming Friday afternoon, for the Division IV state championship. 3 p.m. is when that one is set to kick off. In Division I, it is going to be Cleveland St. Ignatius taking on Cincinnati St. Xavier. Ignatius topped Olentangy Liberty last night, 24-14. So Liberty's great season, the best season in school history so far for the Patriots, comes to an end last night. But, man, what a great season for Coach Hale and the Patriots as they go undefeated into the state semifinals and come up just short against St. Ignatius last night in that one. St. Xavier's moving on by topping Pickerington Central. Pickerington Central trailed in this game 20-7, but fought back to take a 21-20 lead late in the game. However, St. X kicks a field goal late to get the win over Pick Central. So the Bombers moving on to face St. Ignatius in the Division I title game. That will be next Friday night at 8 p.m. as the Division I games, of course, moved to Friday night this year to get rid of that conflict with the Big Ten championship game that's happening on Saturday night. They want a Division I not playing on Saturday going up against that. So, again, Ignatius, St. X, 8 p.m. in the Shoe this coming Friday night. In Division II, it will be Massillon Perry. They move on to the state title game with a 14-3 win over Hudson last night. They will be taking on the two-time defending state champ LaSalle out of Cincinnati. They got a 35-0 win over Anthony Wayne last night. That one is going to be the headliner on Thursday night. They will play at 7:30, the only game on Thursday in the Shoe this coming week. So, again, LaSalle, they look for their third straight Division II state title. They will take on Massillon Perry. In Division VI, Newark Catholic season comes to a close last night. They fall to Cuyahoga Heights 30-14. But what a great year for Coach Franks and the Green Wave. Cuyahoga Heights, they will be taking on Marion Local. They beat Patrick Henry 36-7. They will be the first game Friday morning up the Horseshoe. 10 a.m. is the kickoff for that one. So Friday we will have Division 6 at 10 a.m. Division 4, that'd be Hartley and Steubenville at 3 p.m. And the Division 1 game that night at 8 p.m. And, of course, Division 2 will be that Thursday night game at 7:30. On Saturday, the lineup for the state title games will kick it off at 10 a.m. with Division 7. That will be followed by Division 3 at 3 p.m. If DeSales holds on and wins tonight, of course, we will take the feed from the OHSAA, and we will have that game for you right here on AM 820. Again, 3 p.m. is the kickoff for that one, 1 week from today. And then the nightcap at 8 p.m. next Saturday in the Horseshoe will be Division 5. So a big weekend on tap. As we already know, Friday afternoon, 3 p.m., Hartley and Steubenville, right here on AM 820, and we hope Saturday afternoon it will be the Division 3 game as DeSales hopefully gets the win tonight and will take on the winner of Trotwood Madison and Toledo Central Catholic. 14-3, the Stallions lead the Knights of Hoban right now at halftime. We'll see if DeSales can punch their ticket to that state title game. Coming up next, second half action right here on AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at